Welcome, loyal WCGA listeners, and also our unexpected guest, to the very first program of our new series of five programs. This series will be entitled The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. I am the host, Marshall M. Wood. I've added the M for a reason to be disclosed later. I'm the author of the 2014 book, The Bigger Picture, an essay on the war against the fatherhood of God and the culture of Christ, upon which this entire series of messages is based. Today we're going to begin the program a little differently, but each of these five programs will begin as this one is about to begin in the future. I'm going to ask you to please join me in prayer as I commence today's possibly difficult program. Please join me before our Father. Father God, help me today to say what must be said. Help me be clear in my words and my thoughts. Direct my words and thoughts, and may nothing I say reflect poorly on your kingdom. Help me express truth, however uncomfortable that truth may be to any who happen to listen today, whether it's live, this broadcast, or later by recorded message on CD. Father, I believe that you have placed in my spirit a strong desire that is now being spoken through this small radio station on a very important piece of land to our nation's history. Help me today, Father. I have a strong sense that what is said today and in the 5 weeks ahead is of great importance, and that is why you are allowing a largely unknown, everyday Joe like me to voice his opinions on this small AM station in southeast Georgia, where, by coincidence or your design, your mission for America actually began, in my opinion. In the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So, what's wrong with Georgia? That's today's topic. We have become the metaphor and the linchpin for America's pending collapse. What must we do about it? Listen up. I'm going to offer some thoughts. Welcome to Program 1 of a series of five in September that's called The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. I am Marshall M. Wood. I said it formally because I am fully accountable for everything that comes out of my mouth in this and the succeeding programs, and I want to make that fact known. I am accountable for what is being said. I believe every word of it. And I'm your host for today's program here on WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. And my intention today as well is to make you angry, real angry. Perhaps at me first, because I will pull no punches for the next 5 weeks. I'll say what must be said, but can't be said. Well, watch me. I will step on a lot of toes on this program. And the four that follow. And if I don't get shut down, it will continue week after week, if I don't get shut down. Perhaps you'll get mad at white leadership in Georgia. Perhaps you'll get mad at white culture as I discuss them today. Or perhaps you're going to get good mad at black leadership in Georgia, as I am, or even perhaps at black culture, as I really am. Well, perhaps all of it. You just get mad at the whole kit and caboodle. But you know what, folks? It's time to get mad, because when we get mad, you do something. Anger comes from a strong belief, and strong belief always, always produces action. Hang in there with me for the next 42 minutes of opinion. Note that it's opinion that's supported by Scripture, a great personal library of really good books by wise authors, as well as a lifetime of professional and personal experiences that very few men will ever have. But it's an opinion. I have done and seen things as a nondescript fly on the wall, serving the shakers and movers of the world culture, watching as they did their thing. Oh, and listening. But this is an opinion program. What's wrong with Georgia is what's wrong with America. We are the metaphor and the linchpin for all of it, because Georgia is really where America began to be what America became. Okay, there's a divine reason, I believe, that all the sorry events of the 2020 election, immoral and corrosive and illegal events, are now focused on this very state. These are also the very reasons for the coming of my opinion, in my opinion, the coming collapse of once great and globally dominant America into a cesspool of anarchy and social chaos, much like the people of Israel did under their 13th and their final, did you get that? Their final judge, whose name was Samson. And as I said on a previous program, Samson and Trump have a whole lot in common, and maybe we need to pay a little attention to that circumstance. Georgia was the genesis spark for our first great spiritual awakening in 1735, right here, Fort Frederica. That led to the globally impactful American missionary message to the world that really fully evolved in the 19th century, the 1800s. That was the historically unique in human history American theology that Alexis de Tocqueville so lionized in his great work about the sleeping giant of the emerging America of the 1800s. That sleeping giant produced such great theological minds as Dwight L. Moody, Billy Sunday, Billy Graham, Bishop Fulton Sheen, Rabbi Dennis Prager of today. You can hear him right here on WCGA AM 1100. Wonderful and foundational coastal Georgia every day. I love Dennis Prager. It was a seminal original message caused to be preached by General Oglethorpe, who brought the Wesley brothers and George Whitfield here to St. Simon's Island in 1735 that, well, probably unknown to him, though the God of all creation was directing him in his actions, would actually impact the development of the second greatest nation ever to exist on the face of the earth, and particularly the spiritual development of the second greatest nation ever on the face of the earth. We were a nation shaped by all races for the purposes of Father God that seemingly defeated, dissolved, and dispersed Israel of two millennia ago could be reborn from their valley of dry bones in human history to actually commence this apocalyptic era that we are now entering. Again, in my humble but informed opinion. Hear and heed this disclaimer, please, for the next five programs. Pay attention to what I'm about to say, whether you're black or white, or especially because you're black or white. I differentiate absolutely, categorically, and with great emphasis between the black race as a productive, God-purposed element of the human race, and the pervasive, very influential, and harmful black street culture that is one of the agents destroying the faith, traditional family, and free enterprise of America. My validation is my past extensive involvement with the African-American community that I detailed in Chapter 9 of my 2014 book, The Bigger Picture, as well as my direct personal interactions with Africans in their respective countries of Sudan, Kenya, and Ethiopia, both during my Air Force career and afterwards. I deeply respect the black race. I deeply respect the black race. I deeply respect the black race and know many to be precious members of the culture of Christ, and I honor them for their Creator God assigned roles in our world, not just America, but I deeply abhor the black street culture. And I see them as neo-Mamelukes of our age, those soldier slaves who became a dominant, dangerous, and corrosive force in world history through their interactions within the Ottoman Empire, which was the longest surviving empire in human history. The black race and black street culture. It's a great dichotomy of greatness contrasted with venal narcissism. The very agents in America that could be the foot soldiers of evil that take America from her role as birther, protector of Israel, to the chief persecutor of the same. Fannie Willis likely learned hatred and jealousy of Israel from her father, attorney John Clifford Floyd. Fannie Willis is now the very face of black culture in America, its intentions, and its threat to everything Christian and traditionally American. Fannie Willis, Stacey Abrams, are both Georgians seeking to destroy, in my opinion, the America that Oglethorpe fostered. I see the same dichotomy in the bifurcated white race, the undeniable authors of Western prosperity, ingenuity, and globally impactful human accomplishment, yet contrasted with the arrogant, dismissive, current directors of global geopolitical of evolution with special emphasis on America, white directors that govern the world from the culture of the golf club and those special elitist meetings in Switzerland, Hong Kong, and even the Golden Isles of Georgia. Pogo said, "I have met the enemy, and he is us." So what's wrong with Georgia? Let's ask the hard questions. What is it? Who is it? And why is it? This is what we're going to discuss in the following four segments of this first program of the new series of The Bigger Picture, which is The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. Come back for segment two. I look forward to continuing the conversation with you. God bless you.